Penguin Random House Canada presents Water, Water by Carrie Fagan. Read for you by Colin Doyle. One. Floating. Even before Rafe opened his eyes, he knew that something wasn't right. It was the kind of feeling he'd had on waking up in a strange hotel room or on a friend's fold-out sofa during a sleepover. Only this time, Rafe knew that he was in his own bed. Same mattress, same sheets, same pillow. But even so, something was different. He opened his eyes. Yes, here was his room. Desk, chair, dresser, cork bulletin board, heap of clothes he hadn't put away by the door. The only thing different he could see was that the bulletin board was hanging crookedly. Had he accidentally nudged it in the night on the way to the bathroom? And then he realized what was different. He was moving. Not just him, but his bed. His bed and, presumably, his room. It was a subtle movement, a gentle rising and then sinking again. It wasn't jarring or scary, but it was definitely noticeable. What was causing it? An earthquake? It didn't feel like one. At least not like the way he imagined one would feel. It felt more like, well, like lying on an inflatable raft in his friend Russell's pool as it moved gently on the water. The movement continued. Okay, this was definitely weird. Rafe sat up. He ran his hand over his face to make sure he was fully awake. He could tell that it was daytime by the bars of light seeping in between the blinds covering his window. He stood up. Mom? Dad? No answer. Buddy? He called. You there, buddy? Buddy was Rafe's dog. He was half beagle and half poodle, small, smart, and curious. Buddy always responded instantly to the sound of Rafe's voice, but there was no sound now. Could they all be in the backyard, the basement, or the garage? Rafe, whose full name was Raphael Blumenthal, but everyone called him Rafe, knew exactly how far it was from his bed to the window. 2.5 long steps. He knew everything about the room where he'd slept his entire life. His bed had a wooden headboard upholstered in blue and white squares. Before it, he'd had a smaller, lower bed with a gate so he wouldn't fall out. And before that, he'd had a crib. The world that he knew started from this room. It radiated out from here like spokes in a wheel, to the rest of the house, the front and back yards, the street, the park, and school, and beyond. He got out of bed and took those 2.5 strides to the window. He put his hand on the blind's pull cord. Of course, he knew what he would see. His room was on the right side of the house, near the back. He would see the back of the Cardoso house next door and part of the Cardoso's deck with its deluxe barbecue. With one quick pull, Rafe raised the blind. But he did not see the end of the Cardoso house. He did not see the deck with its barbecue. He saw blue. Blue water with little white caps. And above it, blue sky. The view was wide open. Lots of water. Not merely blue, but a blue-green, stretching to the horizon. And lots of sky. Pale with long, high, wispy clouds, rising as high as he could see. No wonder he could feel his room moving. The house was floating on an ocean. Just the night before, his house had been sitting on the earth, 1,000 miles away from any large body of water. But it was definitely on the ocean now. These thoughts came to Rafe in a strangely calm manner. Perhaps that was because the movement he felt was so gentle. But underneath that calm was something else. Underneath it was panic, fear. He had to push it down so as not to break his calm. Rafe swallowed and took a breath. The first thing he had to do was find his parents. They would know what was going on. His parents knew everything, didn't they? From the window to the door of his room was 3.5 steps. He turned and took those steps to the door, pushed aside the clothes with his foot, and opened it. Water, lapping right up to the edge of his room. There was no hallway, no bathroom, no rest of the house. A little wave splashed onto his bare toes. He quickly shut the door. "What the?" Rafe spoke out loud. His heart pounded. There was no hope of calming down now. His room, and only his room, was floating on the ocean like a little box. The rest of the house was gone. His parents and his dog were gone. The street was gone. Everything was gone except water and sky. And then he heard something. Barking. His dog wasn't gone. He'd recognize Buddy's voice anywhere. 2. A better view. Rafe rushed back to open the window. "Buddy? Buddy? Where are you, boy?" The barking started again. Rafe leaned out the window, turning his body to look all around. And there was Buddy. Up on the roof of his room. Actually, the other side of the ceiling. Poking his head over. As Rafe watched, the dog darted desperately forward, one of his paws slipping past the edge so that he collapsed onto his stomach before pulling back again. "Stay, Buddy. Don't fall off. I'll get you somehow." Rafe retreated back into the room. What did he have that would allow him to get onto the roof so he could bring Buddy down? The answer came to him right away. The ladder. Under his bed was a fire escape ladder. His parents had put it there and had shown him how to use it. It was meant to hook over the window ledge so that Rafe could climb down from his second floor room and escape. But he wasn't on the second floor anymore, and besides, now he needed it to go up. He pulled the metal ladder out from under the bed. It was made from hollow aluminum and was easy to hold by the sides and maneuver out his window. He raised it upward with the hooks at the top. It was hard to keep the ladder from tilting away, but he held it straight up with effort, and when the hooks were just past the edge of the roof, he lowered it so that they hooked on. The dog whined and yipped as it pawed at the ladder. Buddy was a smart dog, but he didn't know how to climb down. Rafe would have to go up. The only problem was that Rafe didn't like heights. He didn't have a fear of heights, exactly. He just didn't like them much. He wasn't keen on climbing trees or crossing bridges. But now he had no choice. He decided to get dressed quickly, before Buddy got too impatient and tried to come down by himself. He went to the pile of clothes and pulled out underwear, a t-shirt, and a pair of jeans. He found his basketball shoes by the door. Then he hauled himself onto the window ledge. It wasn't so easy getting onto the ladder. He had to push himself out the window without letting go and grab onto the ladder from the other side. Then he had to pull his feet off the window ledge and onto the ladder's bottom rung. The wind ruffled his hair. Below, the water lapped against his room. He took one step, and then another, making sure his foot was secure before moving up. "Get back, Buddy. Stop that." The dog was scratching at the ladder. The top of Rafe's head reached the edge of the roof. As Rafe moved up higher, the dog began to lick his face. "Hey, give me a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?